What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about how all narcissists don't have to love bomb you. Sometimes you just have a lot in common with the person, y'all. Sometimes you just have a lot in common with a narcissist. I know they're just like, no, we don't. I'm not a narcissist. If we have a lot in common with a narcissist, that would mean that I myself am a narcissist. No, it does not, y'all. No. Bear with me here. You see what I'm saying? Bear with me. So before we hop into today's episode and get deep into it, y'all, make sure y'all go ahead and subscribe to my newsletter, email list, because like I said, my kid's book is finished, it's done, it will be coming out here shortly.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Now we're going to hop right into it. Not all narcissists have to love bomb you, y'all, because over-the-top extreme signs of affection early on don't work for everybody. They absolutely do not work for every single person, because everybody on the planet is different. So some narcissists don't have to love bomb you. You and some narcissists don't necessarily have to mirror you. Sometimes you just have a lot in common with the person. Anyway, sometimes y'all like the same types of music. Sometimes y'all like the same type of food. Sometimes y'all like the same type of trips and traveling and things like that. Sometimes you just have a lot of common interests, y'all. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you might both be artists or actors or models or whatever the situation is. There's a lot of times in these situations where you just have a lot in common with the person, y'all. Because, like I said, not love bombing doesn't work for everybody. Like, being bombed with signs of affection could turn some people off. You know what I mean? Like me, like I said, me and my wife, like, I necessarily love bombed her. We just had a lot in common. We like the same types of movies. We listen to the same types of music. We both have very, very similar types of humor. You know, so we both had a lot of this stuff going on in these situations. Like, we were a lot alike. You know, of course I have a personality disorder, but you know, that's beside the point. Sometimes you just have a lot in common with this person. And when you have a lot in common with this person, it can actually make the relationship go deeper. It can make the roots go deeper than love bombing does. Because sometimes when you have a lot in common with a person, like, you like kindred spirit sometimes. You feel like a kindred spirit. You feel like this person was meant for you, because, like, especially if you have some weird, obscure hobby or craft or something that you like that this person also likes, you feel like this is destined. I've never met anybody who likes this band called Poster Pumpkin, yeah, whatever it is. You know, nobody knows about Poster Pumpkin except for me. You know what I mean? Nobody knows about my favorite artist shooting vids in his car in the rain. Nobody knows about him. I know that's super obscure, y'all, but that's how it goes sometimes. Like, y'all might actually have very, very unique things in common, and that could actually make you attach to the person more. You know what I mean? And that's why I tell people, just like, not everybody goes through a love bombing phase. Now, everybody gets devalued. Everybody gets discarded emotionally or physically or both. everybody is discarded, but not everybody gets the love bombing phase, the idealization phase. You know, doing the first phase of meeting a narcissistic person that doesn't have to love bomb you, or that doesn't love bomb you because you have a lot of things in common, it's still, the relationship still follows the same type of pattern, because just because you have things in common does not mean that y'all are exactly alike, if that makes sense. Just because you have a lot of things in common, it doesn't necessarily mean that y'all two people are kindred. Like I said, it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have things in, like, the things you don't like, you might hate. The things that you don't like, they might hate, and vice versa. The things that you do like, or some things that they don't like, you might hate, or some things that you might like, they might hate. You see what I'm saying? That's when the little mirroring comes into play, or that's when the deception comes into play sometimes. Because if they tell you something that they do, and you say they don't like it, and so my business is messed up. If they tell you something that they like, but you hate it, that's when the lying and manipulation comes in, because now they start to play with it. You see what I'm saying? Now it becomes toxic and manipulative right there in that space. You see? Now it goes down that path right there, because they still are lying to you. It's just a different form. Like, they just don't need to love bomb you. They still devalue you, because after that, the honeymoon phase wears off, after that goes downhill, they will start to devalue you and discard you. Just because you have a lot of things in common doesn't mean that they won't cheat on you or lie to you, because y'all have a lot of habits and things like you like to do in common, but the personality still might be different. They still could be a liar and a cheater. Y'all like the same types of music, the same types of food, the same types of travel and stuff like that, but it doesn't mean that that person is less of a cheater or something along those lines. You know what I mean? That's why I just tell people in these situations, on these scenarios, you got to be very, very careful, even when you meet somebody that you have a lot in common with. Because if they still lie to you and cheat on you, you might feel like this is your soulmate, because y'all have a lot, like I said, y'all have a lot of things in common. They didn't necessarily have to love bomb you, but y'all have so much in common, you'd be like, I'm never going to meet anybody else like this. You can still become super attached to a person that you have a lot in common with. You know what I mean? I'm never, ever going to meet anybody like you. I'm never, ever going to meet anybody who does this. So you hold on to the relationship regardless. Even if they start lying to you, or drinking too much, or putting their hands on you, or skipping, like I said, just ghosting you. When they start doing that, it's still, because you have a lot in common, it still makes it very, very difficult to cut the person off. It still makes it very, very difficult to get rid of the person, or to cut ties with the person, or to break up with the person, because y'all still have so much in common. It's not love bombing, but it's still very, very uniquely similar to it. You know what I mean? It's still not the love bombing phase, but you still can get idealized. Like, it's not love bombing. They're not bombing you with love, but they can still idealize you, because, like, they feel the same way about you. Like, oh, God, the narcissist might feel the same way about you, having a lot of stuff in common with them. Like, I've never met somebody who likes this. I've never met somebody who gets me when I say this type of stuff right here. I never met anybody who likes obscure movie quotes and blah, blah, blah. They still idealize you. They still can put you on a pedestal. They just might not love bomb the hell out of you to get you, you know, to fall in love with them or something along those lines. So you still have to be careful, because they still will do things to get you attached to them. It's just not that they necessarily won't love bomb the hell out of you and confuse you and overwhelm your senses with things. I mean, they still can give you a little love bombing, a little love. Not necessarily love bombing. It'd be like a little love. Y'all hear me say this before. Like a little love pop. Little love pop on things. You know, they might still do things for you. They might surprise you with things that y'all have in common that you might not have expected. They can surprise you with concert tickets or something like that. Or that cuisine, that obscure cuisine that you love so much. Those frog toes. Not even frog legs. You like to sprinkle the toes of frogs on your... I don't know. Something silly. but it gets into that space right there. Like I said, not everybody's going to get the love bombing phase, the over-the-top stuff, because that doesn't be realistic, y'all. Some of y'all, if you're watching this, you just like, well, love bombing wouldn't work on me because I don't like the over-the-top stuff. So they don't have to go over-the-top with you. You know what I mean? But also, let me say this before I cut end the video. They might try to love bomb you because that's what they like to do. But if they get a reading that it does, it's not working, then they will pull it back. They'll reel it in. Hey, I know we really like each other. I know we just did this, but it's a little much. You're coming on a little too strong. Like, I understand. I know I told you I like pink roses. I know I told you I like them. I love pink roses, but you didn't have to get me 17 dozen of them. That's over the top. What the hell am I supposed to do with all these roses? You see what I'm saying? Yeah, then they won't get you they won't get you that many pink roses again. They'll course correct. Narcissistic people course correct. Like I said, all of them don't have to mirror you or love bomb you, but some of them will absolutely course correct if the stuff that they normally are accustomed to doing does not work. The stuff that they're accustomed to doing isn't working for you or on you or something along those lines. You see what I'm saying? So you have to just be very wary when you're first meeting people. Y'all have a lot of things in common. They don't have, like I said, still watch the behaviors. Just because y'all have a lot of habits and hobbies and things like that in common, doesn't mean that this person is not toxic, abusive, manipulative, bummy, whatever, married to somebody else. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean those things right there, y'all. Just because you have a lot in common, doesn't necessarily mean that this person is not a toxic manipulator. You know, just because y'all have a lot in common and you didn't get love bombed does not necessarily mean that you're not with a narcissist. You're not with or have been with a narcissistic person. You know what I mean? In these spaces and whatnot. So let me cut this thing short, y'all. Make sure you, like I said, subscribe to the newsletter. The link is in the comment section. Not the comment section. The link is in the description of every single video I do. And if y'all know this, like the website Cameo, I'm on Cameo now, doing shout outs for people and stuff like that, sending motivational quotes and videos to people. The link is in the description of every video and podcast I do as well. Like and subscribe for more. You know, as always, mental illness is out. Peace. If you haven't already, make sure you check out joining my newsletter, y'all, email list, so you don't miss out on any exciting updates I have coming up, y'all. The link is in the description of every video and podcast I do. Thank you so much.